You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Clipping is a trio made up of producers William Hudson and Jonathan Snipes and rapper David Diggs. You might be familiar with David's voice from his roles as Thomas Jefferson and the Marquis de Lafayette in the hit Broadway musical Hamilton. But in Clipping, the whole band takes on different roles, playing with different tropes and genres within hip-hop, but setting up these strict, overarching rules for how they make their music. In this episode, the three of them break down how they made their song Work Work, which features guest vocals from rapper Cock Pistol Cree.
Yup, line dance like a hoe down, pimps up, daytime, whole block of ghost town, ghost ride, ghost face, G's get ghost in a moment, pour a little for the ghosts of the dead homies.
My name's David Diggs. We were listening to this DJ Mustard compilation, and there was this Cock Pistol Cree song, Lady Killers, on there, and we loved that song.
Hair done, nails done, brass knuckles, case a bitch wants some. Nigga looking like he wanna spend some. Spend some, you might get some. I'm the lady, the lady, lady, the lady killer. I'm the lady, the lady, lady, the lady killer. I'm the lady, the lady, lady, the lady killer. Don't watch me, bitch, watch your nigga.
We were really like, man, we should do a song with her. And that sort of started the conversation about this song, about Work Work, was actually specifically to get her on a track.
I'm William Hudson. We were like, who is going to be really amazing to everyone, but nobody knows yet? Who can we put on our album that everyone's like, who is that? That person's amazing. I was just on the lookout for stuff like that. And then that song was on that mixtape. And I was certain that was just the standout by far, I thought.
So we made a song that we thought she would sound good on and then tried to find her. My name is Jonathan Snipes. With William Hudson, I make the beats.
The idea was trying to do what is a Clipping version of a kind of DJ Mustard style beat. What I think is really sort of interesting and unique about DJ Mustard's sound is how incredibly limited his palette is and how many songs he can generate out of a handful of sounds. And this really great sense of this sort of bouncy, propulsive rhythm with it. We're never just going to recreate or try to fit perfectly into the style that we're referencing. How do we make it without presets, using field recordings? How do we make it harsher, broken? Like, how would Clipping as an entity misunderstand this genre and then try to participate in it?
We started Clipping with the rules that we weren't allowed to use any drum sounds. We figure out how to make field recordings stand in for drums. So I'm using a bunch of different sounds made by sampling, tapping on this metal thermos. We recorded probably 128 different taps and sampled them and stuck them in a sampler instrument so that they could be played on a keyboard. And sort of painstakingly added little stutter effects. Then I added other layers. And then there's a sort of swell sound that happens every four bars, which is just a can of compressed air like you would use to clean the inside of your computer. We found a bunch of cinder blocks and broke them and recorded it. And we play it backwards and forwards. That's kind of our snare drum sound. Then the other element in the drum part of the beat is me like just mangling a beer can very, very close to microphones, which ends up making all these really harsh pops. And then with delay on them, they kind of become the hi-hat. So those are all of the sort of field recording elements of the percussion. we've made such like clear sort of aesthetic rules for ourselves, just where sounds can come from, what kinds of sounds are appropriate.
And David wasn't allowed to say I.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to rap in first person.
No first person, no true stories.
We sort of came to the conclusion that clipping is certainly not any of the three of us. And in fact, it's nobody. It's more of like a hive mind of things that exist in the world of rap music. So those are the perspectives I try to write from, or the kind of one shattered perspective of every rap song that's ever existed.
Holla out your city if you ride for it. Let them know why you die for it. Same reason all these riders get high, so it's all medicinal. Now what you won't buy, homie?
So it's all second person, you know, a lot of like command form stuff. And a lot of third person or environmental description. It actually is really fun and has actually opened things up for me quite a bit as a writer. There's such a tendency as a rapper to write these first-person narratives, and that's pretty limiting. No matter who you are, that's limiting because you've only lived so much. And it also lends itself to a particular kind of storytelling, whereas with clipping, we get to do things that feel a little more like a film or like a novel or something, in that we get to sort of explore multiple perspectives and jump time really easily and all of these things that writing styles that aren't as concerned with the first person have a much easier time doing.
Red lights in the distance. Whoop, whoop. You never been to that district they reference. Trunk full of hashish and mescaline. Your mind is a mess and this bitch is undressing you.
Hey,
mash on the throttle like a G. Put a bottle to your teeth. Say, fuck it, you're free, man.
B.
Pull over to the side of the street. Keep your hand on the shotty sitting up under the seat. Or
C.
Let the cop pull you over. Say something slick on some Jay-Z 99 problems type shit.
D.
All of the above in your head, but it really doesn't matter because you're already dead.
The song has all the tropes of drug rap and like of gun rap because, yeah, I wanted to, you know, just be able to talk about hustling in a pretty vague way, actually. We have the 99 Problems reference in there and then also referencing Digital Underground at the same time with the A, B, C, D listing off the things that you can do, which I just stole from Freaks of the Industry.
Should you A, take the time to find a condom. B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D.
D.
All of the above with the Freaks of the Industry.
I was super proud of referencing Jay-Z and Digital Underground in the same line. It made me very happy.
And the song features Cock Pistol Cree. She raps the second verse.
I get it, I whip it, I flip it, I pocket the profit. Don't know when to stop it. They calling me Griselda the harlot. My blonic erotic. I can't walk, the hill is enormous. The arm and the armrest.
Click, clack.
These dames is dormant.
One of my favorite things about her is that she doesn't take a typical female position. You know, women in rap music are so complicated and underrepresented right now. So that was one of the reasons we really wanted to work with her. She has like such a strong voice, but it's not traditionally feminine voice, I guess, if that makes sense, you know. We definitely sort of made the song and just hoped that we'd be able to track her down and figured we'd find someone else if not, but it looked like it might not work out for a while. And we ended up sitting on the song for a long time because I just could not hear anybody else on there. It just made no sense to put it out if she wasn't going to be on it. So yeah, we waited until she made it through. We just sent her the track with the hook, and I think my verse is on there, or at least one of the verses. And yeah, she did it all. I mean, she's great and fiercely talented and terribly underappreciated, I feel like.
No obituaries for the most part. Nobody cares. You are not even a co-star, just an extra. They read about it as a number. Names got money in their wallet.
They read about it as a number. Names got money in their wallet. You know, we are just racking up statistics of dead black men, particularly right now. I mean, particularly always. Depending on where you're from, which is also why it starts out with Holla at Your City, like you are more likely to end up as one of those statistics. So I liked coming back to that at the end and just saying, you will most likely be remembered as a number. Only if you have a certain amount of dollars in your wallet are you going to earn the right to be remembered by your actual name.
Now, here's Work Work by Clipping, featuring Cock Pistol Cree in its entirety.
Holler out your city if you ride for it. Let them know why you die for it. Same reason all these riders get high, so it's all medicinal. Now what you want, buy, homie? Buy a bitch, mob shit, mob shit. Boss talk, game rich, name gang, gang signs, work on the phone, call it baseline. Yup, line dance like a hoe down, pimps up, daytime, whole block of ghost town, ghost ride, ghost face, G's get ghost in a moment, pour a little for the ghosts of the dead homies. Deadpan voice singing tin pan alley songs, panhandling in front of tourists with their camera phones. Get it how you live, or live till you get it. Get it in. When the stash low and it's no cash. Get it in. And you're riding no L's, no tags. Get it in. And she looking like you ain't gon' smash. Get it in. But she got her legs up on the dash. Show these haters how to get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work, work.
Yeah, I get it, I whip it, I flip it, I pocket the profit. Don't know when to stop it. They calling me Griselda the harlot. My blonic erotic. I can't walk, the hill is enormous. The arm and the armrest. These dames is dormant. I came up from boosting my garments. Switching my handbags, high switching my polish. Never catch me in the same blouse. Unless I'm running a Target. Never catch me in a large crowd. Unless I'm the life of the party. I been heating from September to August. Ahead of my time, like little old ladies in bonnets. All I need is a sickle, I'ma reap me a harvest. The hardest thing I had to do was to make a broke promise. I been counting money since elementary. That's why these broke boys ain't getting into me. And when the stash low and it ain't no cash flow, shit, I go to work moving by the polo.
When the stash low and it's no cash, get it in and you're riding no L's, no tags. Get it in. And she looking like you ain't gon' smash. Get it in. But she got her legs up on the dash. Show these haters how to get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work. Stop. Red lights in the distance. Whoop, whoop. You never been to that district they reference. Trunk full of hashish and mescaline. Your mind is a mess and this bitch is undressing you.
Hey,
mash on the throttle like a G. Put a bottle to your teeth. Say, fuck it, you free, man.
B.
Pull over to the side of the street. Keep your hand on the shotty sitting up under the seat. Or
C.
Let the cop pull you over. Say something slick on some Jay-Z 99 problems type shit.
G.
All of the above in your head, but it really doesn't matter because you're already dead. No obituaries for the most part. Nobody cares, you're not even a co-star. Just an extra, they read about it as a number. Names got money in their wallet.
When the stash low and it's no cash.
Get it in.
And you're riding no L's, no tags.
Get it in.
And she looking like you ain't gon' smash.
Get it in.
But she got her legs up on the dash. Show these haters how to get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work, work. Get that work, make that work, work.
Visit songexploder.net for more info on Clipping. You can watch the video for this song and find links to more of their music. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. You can find Song Exploder on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. And you can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.